Joe Biden appoints critical race theory activist to Department of Education amid crackdown on parents. By Brecken Eftis on October 7, 2021. President Joe Biden has appointed Precious McKesson, a Nebraska Democrat, racial radical, and critical race theory activist, to the position of Special Assistant in the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Communications and Outreach. Chair of the Nebraska Democrat Black Caucus and former finance director for the statewide party, McKesson recently embedded herself in the critical race theory issue when she and some of her colleagues from the Nebraska Democrat Party's Latinx, SICK, Black, and Native caucuses wrote an August 11 op-ed for the Lincoln Journal Star to oppose a measure to ban critical race theory from being taught at the University of Nebraska. Misleadingly, McKesson and co-authors Dulce Sherman and Colette Yellow Rope wrote that simply put, CRT examines social, cultural and legal issues as they relate to race and racism. Students would be taught about the systemic racism that still exists today and permeates our society. But this does not reflect the experience of many parents and students across the country who have seen a radical education curriculum take root through the lens of a manifestly racist critical race theory, which pushes the ideology that skin color ought to be the primary trait with which to judge others, or that Black persons are inherently worthless in American society, and that they somehow cannot engage in objective, rational linear thinking or beyond time, or that a Black person's purported worthlessness is directly attributable to some ether that is core to the existence of being a white person, and that because of these attributes, all white people are necessarily racist. According to McKesson, however, it is the attempts to stop the teaching of the indoctrination scheme that create us, a wedge between white communities and communities of color, making us the villain. Continuing further, the new Department of Education appointee also believes that if critical race theory were not an educational mainstay, students would not be taught about the Tulsa race massacre and our kids would never learn about the Trail of Tears, calling attempts to block its teaching a red herring resolution to erase history. Denying our factual history as communities of color is like denying we existed, McKesson and her comrades concluded. Republican Study Committee Chair Representative Jim Banks, RN, said of McKesson's appointment that the Biden administration claims CRT, critical race theory, doesn't exist, then appoints a CRT activist to the Department of Education and sicks the FBI on parents who oppose their poisonous ideology, according to the Daily Mail. Banks was referring to the recent directive from Attorney General Merrick Garland for the FBI to go after parents who are opposed to critical race theory indoctrination in their children's schools. Banks said that McKesson's appointment is a slap in the face to parents across the country. At a time when President Biden's Justice Department is targeting school parents for simply voicing their concerns and objection to the teaching of radical curriculum in our nation's schools, Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, began condemning McKesson's appointment, saying it is shocking, but not surprising, that they've moved to confirm another CRT advocate to a high rank within the Department of Education. McKesson's new position makes her part of the team responsible for communicating department policy to parents and the general public. She was sworn in on October 4.